ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 20 अत्र चौदा हरन्तीमं इतिहासं पुरातनं दूतानां विष्णु यमयो संवादस्तं निबोध मे। अत्र चोदाहरन्तीमम् इतिहासं पुरातनम् दूतानां विष्णुयमयो संवादस्तं निबोध मे। अत्र चोदाहरन्तीमम् इतिहासं पुरातनम् दूतानं विष्णुयमयो संवादस्तं निबोध मे। अत्र चोदाहरन्तीमम् इतिहासं पुरातनम् दूतानां विष्णुयमयो संवादस्तं निबोध मे। Ladies, atra. In this connection, cha also udaharanti, they give us an example. Imam this, itihasam, the history of Ajamil, puratanam, which is very old, dutanam, of the order carriers. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, of Yamayo, and of Yamaraj. Sangvada, the discussion. Tam, that. Nibodha, try to understand. Me, from me. Translation. In this regard, learned scholars and saintly persons describe a very old historical incident involving a discussion between the order carriers of Lord Vishnu and those of Yamaraj. Please hear of this from me. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Puranas, or old histories, are sometimes neglected by unintelligent men who consider their descriptions mythological. Actually, the descriptions of the Puranas, or the old histories of the universe, are factual, although not chronological. The Puranas record the chief incidents that have occurred over many millions of years, not only on this planet, but also on other planets within the universe. Therefore, all learned and realized Vedic scholars speak with references to the incidents in the Puranas. Srila Rupa Goswami accepts the Puranas to be as important as the Vedas themselves. Therefore, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he quotes the following verse from the Brahma Yamala. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Viding Bina Aikantuki Harer Bhaktir Utpattayaiva Kalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Narada Pancharatra is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. A devotee of Krishna must refer not only to the Vedas, but also to the Puranas. One should not foolishly consider the Puranas mythological. If they were mythological, Shukadev Goswami would not have taken the trouble to recite the old historical incidents concerning the life of Ajamil. Now the history begins as follows. Come tomorrow to the Srimad Bhagavatam class and you will hear the beginning of the story of Ajamil, an incentive to everyone. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yotapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhoitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshpare Vritabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyashcha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Potitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pungam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram Hari Om Tat Sat. Atra Chodaharanti Mam Itihasam Puratanam Dutanam Vishnu Yamayo Sangvadastam Nibhodame.
Translation, please repeat. In this regard, learned scholars and saintly persons describe a very old historical incident involving a discussion between the order carriers of Vishnu and those of Yamaraj. Please hear this from me. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport how sometimes the unintelligent men, he calls them, take these stories of the Puranas to be mythological. Similar to the Greeks, they have these mythological persons and like this. This is the same thing they're saying, the Puranas. Here Shukadeva Goswami, in an earlier, in a newer time, is saying, no, that is not correct. These are old itihasam puratanam. They're old stories, but they're not, it's not that they didn't happen. So there are different ways to accept knowledge. One is to accept through our senses what we believe, what we see, we believe. Anything else, we do not believe. Then, a little more advanced, you can accept knowledge on the basis of logic and reason. A little more advanced. Speculative knowledge. Then beyond that, shabda. So this is called praman. No? How you accept proofs of, in general, things in your life. Just like before anyone does anything, he justifies what he does by some proof. He discriminates by some knowledge that he has. And this knowledge is gleaned in different ways, as I explained. So because the senses are imperfect, therefore, the first option of only accepting what you can see or what you can perceive with your material senses is, for that reason, imperfect. Because your senses are imperfect. Your senses are limited to your own specific body. Your senses cannot perceive what someone else's body is feeling. And even in your own body, you do not know what is going on. You may have some terminal disease right now and you don't know it. So what do you know about this body? As Prabhupada says, you don't even know how many hairs you have on your body. You do not know. So even the knowledge of this material body is very limited. What to speak of outside of this world? This material scientists say that this world is the only place that the conditions in this world is the only are the only conditions whereby life can become manifest. That is what they say. Of course, the Bhagavad Gita explains something different about the nature of the soul. What chapter is this? Second chapter, correct. Sweet ball for this boy here. Second chapter, where he explains that the soul is invisible. You cannot see it. It is invisible. And it is immutable. It's unchangeable. You cannot change its nature. You cannot burn it, or you cannot drown it. This is the nature of the soul. So under this understanding, the soul can exist, Prabhupada explains, in different material conditions. Even on the sun planet, where it is very hot, even hotter than Mumbai right now, living entities can live. And even material scientists are finding out, even in these very deep depths of the ocean, they have living entities are there. Or in very hot places, you know, there are living entities living there. So this idea, and I bring this up because the material scientists have invested billions of dollars, literally, in trying to find out what is the smallest substance in there. What is it called? The Hadron Collider, or something like that. It's huge. Machine, they mean. And when they showed you the pictures of the, it's all this machinery, you know, these bolts and these stainless steel, and you know, because people in this age are very impressed by machinery. They look at this machine, oh, this must do something. So they spend billions and billions of dollars. There are two things they spent on: this and a special telescope. The telescope that which they've sent up to space. This telescope is designed to identify planets which are similar to Earth. Because in this way, they'll be able to find a place where humans are. Because humans are what they consider to be life. What is on this planet, this is where living conditions, someone, what they call life, can exist. Anywhere else they cannot exist. But so they sent this very expensive telescope in space, and it's scanning the universe to find planets where we can go. Maybe they're thinking, well, let's, if we ruin this planet, let's find some other place to go. Maybe they're thinking like this, you know. Certainly they're doing a good job at trying to ruin this planet. But all these planets, even the moon planet, even the sun, as they're living entities, living there. And Prabhupada explains they have bodies made of fire. So, in this way, the living entity can live in any place. And here the story begins of Ajamil. The story of Ajamil brings to mind subjects such as death, subjects such as the holy name, power of the holy name, the power of association, the power of sadhana. Ajamil, at one point in the beginning of his life, he engaged in some sadhana. He was a sadhaka. He engaged in some sadhana. And he was able to, although he was very old when he died, when he left his body, still, somehow or other, he remembered his life as a Brahmin, his spiritual life. He remembered this, you know. So it is explained that when one comes to the end of life, one should Ante Narayana Smriti, he should remember the Lord, the Supreme Lord. That's what he should do. So, everyone in this room, every body in this room, material body we have, without exception, will have to die. Hopefully, as devotees, we will not die the same way others die. You know? Devotees do not die the same way. But everyone at one point will have to leave this material body. We will all have to go through this experience. That is why this story is being told. It is being told to who? Who it is being told to? Maharaj Parikshit. Why? Because he is going to die. He has certain time. You have so much time. So he is given a time. You will die in so many days. So therefore, this example is very important for him. I'd like to read something from the 12th canto, which I found very apropos in this regard. Twelfth Canto, Chapter 3. This is from Vidyata Pak Prana Niroda Maitri Tirta Bisheka Bratadhana Japyai Natyanta Shuddhin Labate Taratma Yata Hridiste Bhagavat Yanante. By once engaging in the process of demigod worship, austerities, breath control, pranayama, compassion, bathing in holy places, strict vows, charity, and chanting of various mantras, one's mind cannot attain the same absolute purification as that achieved when the unlimited personality of Godhead appears within one's heart. How does that happen? Tasmat sarvatmana rajan ridistam kuru keshavam mriyamano yavahitas tato yasi parangatim. This parangatim is mentioned in many places. The final destination, the supreme destination. Therefore, O King, endeavor with all your might to fix the Supreme Lord, Keshava, within your heart. Maintain this concentration upon the Lord. And at the time of death, you will certainly attain the supreme destination. Mriyamanaira Vidheyo Bhagavan Parameshvara Atma Bhavam Nayatyanga Sarvatma Sarva Sangshaya. My dear King, the personality of Godhead is the ultimate controller. He is the supreme soul and the supreme shelter of all beings. When meditated upon those about to die, he reveals to them their own eternal spiritual identity. When meditated upon by those about to die, he reveals to them their own eternal spiritual identity. How is this possible? How is it possible to reach this parangatim, this supreme goal of fixing the Lord in our heart? Then we come to the next verse, famous verse. Kalera dosha nidhe rajan astiheko mahanguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parang braje. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, dosha nidhe. Kaler dosha nidhe. It is an ocean of faults. Astyeko mahan guna. There is one mahaguna, great quality. Eko, one. What is that? Kirtanad eva krishnasya. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mukta sangha parang brajet. One can become freed from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom.
Parang bhajet.
Mukta Sangha, you can give up this material existence or association. Mukta Sangha. Be liberated of this material association simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, which I found very interesting in relation to the case of Ajamil, who simply chanted the name of Narayan. Although he didn't chant it in the beginning, he was chanting the name of his son. Ajamil was very old, and his son, he must have been 2 or 3. It says he wasn't able to speak yet properly. So I think Ajamil was 88 or something like that, and he was two years old, you know, his son. So he'd eat with his son, he would drink with his son, he would do everything with his son. Sometimes a man becomes very old and the family considers him useless. So they stick him with the child. Here, go with the child. Take care of the child. So this way, Ajamil was spending a lot of time with Narayan, his son. Even in India today, it is the custom, Prabhupada explains, that many people give names of Krishna, names of the Lord, to their children. In this way, it will help them become liberated if they chant the name of their, call out to their sons and daughters. Kriteya dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam yajato makai Dvapare paricharyayam kalautadhari kirtanat. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dwarpa Yuga by serving the lotus feet, the Lord's lotus feet, can be attained in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kalau tad Hari Kirtana, just by doing Kirtan, or Sankirtan, Yajna. So in this way we can become purified. Of course, in the previous verses they're explained that this is achieved, or the Lord's presence in one's heart is achieved by attracting Him through bhakti. We were talking about Praman previously, and in verse 59 of the Narada Bhakta Sutra, it's explained about Praman. That although everything is understood by Praman, or by its substantial proof, bhakti is its own proof. And Narada explains that in verses 31 and 32, I think, of the same work, that just like if you want to try some food, you must taste it. You cannot understand it by some description of it. The real way is to taste it. So in the same way, bhakti is its own proof. That's why you can see sometimes that even people in other religious systems, there's some bhakti there. So there is some potency, you can see. Because bhakti substantiates its own existence. So just like here in the previous verses, it is explained that through bhakti, because Ajamil had some bhakti, he became immediately attracted to the Supreme Lord. And he chanted the Lord's holy name. This sixth canto and this chapter specifically, they're explaining about protection, how to take shelter of the Lord and feel protected by the Lord. Okay? So this point is very important, because there's some love of the small child. He has become very dependent. So by this dependence in love, the father or mother, they feel obliged to take more care of this child. So in the same way, when there is bhakti in the way we chant Hare Krishna, that extra ingredient of bhakti is present, then we are creating a dependency and we are asking for the Lord's protection. That dependency, by seeing this dependency, and that the soul is saying, I am personally not capable of overcoming this material energy, which is so powerful. So, but if I take shelter of you, my dear Lord, you will be able to protect me from anything that may happen. So this is what bhakti means. Love means to take shelter of Krishna. How do we take shelter of Krishna? First of all, we listen to Krishna, what he's saying in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like if you come to my house and you sit down and you start talking and I don't listen to you, that is not a loving exchange. But when I listen to you, what you say is important to me. That is showing some love and respect. So when that love and respect is there, when listening to the Bhagavad Gita, to the Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna is interested in revealing the secrets of the soul and the secrets even of himself to us. So this is the secret to advancing in Krishna consciousness. And this is what is emphasized by Narada in his Narada Bhakta Sutra, which is an interesting work that Srila Prabhupada translated up to a certain amount of verses. One should try to read this. Very interesting. Sutra means code form. Very, very succinct quotes that are given there. But for our own advancement in spiritual life. So although our knowledge is limited, although our vision is limited, although we are plagued by the threefold miseries in this material world, we can become freed from this if we simply listen to authoritative sources. Shabda Brahman. We listen to authoritative sources. Then we can understand what is what. Otherwise, how will we know? What do we know? We do not know even this body. We are blind. The blind man cannot know the path out of the forest. He cannot see the path. But someone can help him. So if I listen to that someone, he says, go here, go there, turn right, turn left, like this, then I will be able to leave this. Come to the light of Krishna consciousness. And then I will be able to see myself, I will be able to see others, and I will be able to see Krishna also. Krishna will be revealed to that person who has implicit faith in Krishna. Everything will be revealed to that person. So that is the secret. For those who are looking for secrets. So tomorrow we'll begin the story of Ajamyu. Very nice story. Very applicable. When it exactly happened, I don't know. It happened. We don't know exactly when, but it's not that someone went into some room and thought, well, let me make this nice story up, you know. No. Not like some... Shukadev Goswami was not some author that made some fictional work, you know. Some people try to say this, you know. Well, there were some authors got together, made this... Actually, Shukadev never existed. These were just some authors that got together and
created this thing, but it's nothing. It didn't exist, you know. But as Prabhupada explains, there are proofs of the proofs. So exactly as the Puranas and the Upanishads are given, they're explained in the Vedic literature in different places. In other words, they're corroborative proofs of its truth. So an intelligent person can see, oh, this is corroborated in other places. Just like Srila Prabhupada is giving example. How it is corroborated in other places. So this, if you study law, also this is done in law. In law you corroborate something from other things, other places, other books, like this, of law books, like this. In this way you can present your case. So this is how to present Vedic literature. Prabhupada has done in a very authorized way. Presented the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Purana, the spotless Purana, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's direct words. There's nothing greater than the direct words of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because all knowledge starts from Krishna. So if you get Krishna's words directly, we are getting knowledge from the source of everything, that is Krishna. Cell phone. I hope it's not mine. Any questions? Comments? Corrections? Additions? Subtractions? It is very nice to be back here amongst all these wonderful devotees, from seeing old faces, new faces. Nice to see new faces, nice to see old faces. The process of devotional service is one of continuance. So this word nitya or sada, sat, is a word that is used for eternal, but is also used as a continual concept. Always continual, like that. So it is nice to see that everyone is continuing their devotional service. Those of old faces, and it's nice to see new faces of those who are beginning on the path of devotional service. This temple has been a shelter for many devotees for many, many years, who have come and taken shelter of their lordships and have made spiritual advancement, have studied here, have done service here. Just in the same places we are walking every day, many devotees have also walked these same places. Some have left us. Some have stayed. Some have gone to other places like that. But this is a very holy place. And Srila Prabhupada began these temples to open these temples, not as some place for people to live where they couldn't get some place to live, rather to hear about spiritual subject matter, to engage in devotional service, to worship their lordships, and to associate. So this is an opportunity to associate with those who are like-minded, looking for spiritual advancement. So that's one purpose of being in a temple, or associating with those in a temple, like that. So everyone here is very fortunate in that respect. You know, what was his name? Saubhagya Muni? Saubhagya Muni? Huh? Saubhagya Muni, he went to meditate in the water. He thought, let me get away from all this bad association. Afterwards he lamented, I was looking to get away from bad association, and when I went into the water, the fish, they were having sex. So so I had the bad association of these fish in the water. And I became agitated because of that. Just see, the bad association. So Prabhupada explains that association is very important. Very important. This was, of course, a problem with Ajamil. He became agitated by sex life. And he fell down with a prostitute. Not really a prostitute, sort of like a, sometimes poor women, you know, they work for different places and they, so like this, he saw this woman engaged in some activity and he became very perturbed by this. He became obsessed by this. So material life is understood by this sex impulse like this, which we overcome by parangdrishtva nevartate, by experiencing a higher taste and living a very clean life. Illicit sex is very dirty. It's a very dirty activity. So if you are crazy clean, crazy clean, you're a fanatic on cleanliness. Okay? That's what Brahminical means. You're crazy for cleanliness. Illicit sex will be very difficult for you to do. Therefore, it is recommended to take bath 3 times a day. You're always very clean. Everything's clean, clean. I must be. So anything that is very unclean, you are very easy to reject. You know? But just that is not enough. As explained, it is not enough to do these austerities. You must situate the Lord in your heart with bhakti. You must engage in something positive spiritually. Otherwise, you will not be able to give something lower. You will not be able to do it. You must experience, you must engage your senses in Krishna consciousness activities. Fully engage those senses. Open up to those spiritual activities, your senses. And close them when something is coming that is not so good. Something is dirty and unclean. It may come in your mind. It may come externally. Something you see. That is the way the material world is. It's one big temptation. And it was made that way. Maya is very expert. So be very careful. So I hope that answered everyone's questions that no one made. Here's a question from this young man here.
And we don't know what's happening to ourselves inside. My sister, this was last year, she, after her retiring, working in the corporate sector, age 60, then it was diagnosed that she has cancer of the intestines and area there, and it spread in 4 to 5 months, she was gone.
Very quickly.
Yeah. I 4 or 5 hospitals, she left in nearby here. I could give charanamrita, tulsi, incense, garland of deities on the last day.
So your sister?
Yes.
So we can pray that we have a brother like you to help us at that last point of leaving. It's very difficult. Therefore, Prabhupada always sang this song. He loved this song or this mantra. Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam adhyayva vishutume manasa rajahamsa prana prayana samaye kapavata pitae kandhavaro anavidho smaranangutaste. Dori sang, let me die now. I'm young. Let me die now. I can think of Krishna. I can chant your holy name. Because when I come old, I cannot do this. The mucus will come up, but I won't be able to chant. Chanting will be hard. Please, let me go now, he sang. Nice sentiment, you know. But Prabhupada loved this song. We chanted just out of the blue, you know. You come and chant, we just chanted, you know. So we should understand that every one of us is at the point of death. You know. You might be in some shopping mall in Kenya and you're a young child taking a cooking class. And maybe you're thinking, I will live for so many years. And that will not happen. Things will, your destiny will be other. And you may die at any moment. As those children there did die at that mall in Kenya recently. For those who follow the news. What happened in Kenya? The brahmacharis here and don't look at and don't know what's happening in the world. So anyway, death can come at any moment. There is dangerous situations. Parang parang yadvipadang yate sham. So much. Don't think, Prabhupada said, he said, don't think this will not happen to you. He said, it will happen to all us. So we should be prepared. Prepared to chant the holy names at that last moment. Therefore, we have to practice chanting in any circumstance. Chanting other things will not help you.
Mommy!
No, that won't help you. We were traveling in a plane to Buenos Aires, South America, with the one of these famous football teams, you know. All these big guys with muscles and big legs and, you know, Israel strong, macho types, you guys, you know. And suddenly, and as we're coming into the, sort of coming towards the landing, the plane begins to hit turbulence. And it just like, everything goes up and down and around. It was amazing, you know. Just so much turbulence was there. The whole airplane was shaking. And this guy next to us, this big, strong, he was saying, Mommy! He was saying like that. So I looked at Bhaktapisa. This is taking shelter. We're taking shelter of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. They are taking shelter of something else. Of course, if his mother was a devotee, it might have been good. It might have been... might have been helpful, but she wasn't. So it's like your sister had a devotee, his brother was devotee, so the brother was helping her like that. So not only ourselves, we help others to become at that moment of dying, leaving the body. So we will all be called upon one day to do that for others, and others will do it for us at different times. You know. Hopefully we'll be remembered by our Krishna consciousness and our service to Krishna. That remembrance by the devotees will also help us in our final destination. Those good wishes, well-wishing devotees, thinking of you, will help you also. So we have to make these associations very firm. We have to value these associations with devotees very much. You know. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Bhavam. Jai.